On this Wednesday, we're now joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take a look at the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Rather than going around the planet by growing region, I think I want to go by crop this time around. Let's start with wheat, because in North America, I believe there's some problems, and there are also problems in Eurasia.
Absolutely. In North America, we do have some dryness occurring in the northern plains and up into Canada's prairies. And the situation is really accelerating right now. We turned some kind of a corner here about 2.5 weeks ago, and it's been just very warm and dry with low humidity across both those areas. We're accelerating the drying trend. Most of Montana and the western parts of the Dakotas are running very short on topsoil moisture and short on subsoil moisture. The same is occurring in Canada's prairies, although there's a little more subsoil moisture there because they have a temperature bias that's not quite as warm as that as the northern plains at times. So they've conserved their moisture a little bit better. But boy, it's drying down very quickly up there. And as we go forward through the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a continuation of little to no rain in all of this region. Now, for the northern plains, of course, spring wheat is in the process of maturing and being harvested right now. So all this is going to do is accelerate that maturation rate. It probably won't have a huge impact on the bottom line, except for the fact that some of that region has been dry for quite a while, and so the yields are off, but not because of the current dry trend. In Canada, though, there's a lot more crop that's immature, and there really is going to be a little bit of a cut in the overall bottom line quality and maybe some yield for some of that crop up that way. And so we're going to be watching the situation pretty closely. Temperatures will be in the 80s and 90s on a regular basis for the next 10 days to 2 weeks up there. Only a few spits and spats of moisture expected.
And in the Black Sea area? And France, for that matter?
Yeah, actually, from a wheat perspective, of course, it's harvest season in many of those areas you mentioned. But we did cut into the production rather deeply in both those areas, areas from East Ukraine into Kazakhstan. You know, they had a lot of trouble with production this year with their winter crops and to a certain degree, some of the spring crops, although it's more, of course, grains and oil seeds in the case of the spring crops, I think, in the Black Sea area. France, of course, has had just a crazy dry year. And the only thing that's really protecting any of their crops is the fact that it hasn't been excessively hot there. We have seen a couple of rounds of heat here just in the past week, and we're going to see another one this coming weekend. And that's it's going to zap some of the corn and sunseed yield, maybe soybeans there too. But the wheat, of course, is being harvested or is already pretty far harvested already, so not a big impact there. In Russia, they have a spring wheat crop of significance in the Newlands region. That's east of the Ural Mountains. And a lot of that crop over there has been dry through a big part of the growing season. Some of it's been more critically dry than other areas, but the area definitely needs some significant amounts of moisture. And just this coming week, we're going to finally see some rainfall across some of that region. Now, I make it sound like it hasn't rained at all, and that's a little misleading. Their rainfall has been sporadic and light. The crop has struggled for a fair amount of the growing season, but it's not a disaster. Certainly, the rain that's coming on right now will be helpful in improving the crop as it moves closer to its full maturation.
Here in the Corn Belt, the weather this week is magnificent, and by all accounts, so are the corn and soybean crops. What's your assessment and expectations?
Yeah, it's it's been fantastic. This is the kind of summers we like to have all the time, right? The temperatures here this week have been cool. In fact, to a certain degree, it's maybe a little bit too cool for some of the ideal soybean yields, but we're not going to be like this all the way through the month of August, of course. Warming is coming up. We will see a return of more normalish weather. And I think that this little pause that we've gone through over the past 10 days or so has really been helpful in restoring some moisture in a few areas, but more importantly, taking the stress off the crops, especially at night. And that's really helped it to get caught up a little bit. And now it can probably handle another 10 days to 2 weeks of more stressful environment without running the same kind of risk on production that we were looking at a couple of weeks ago. So it's a really good situation. Of course, I make it sound it's great. And if you're in Iowa, you don't think that I know what I'm talking about, because Iowa's got some real significant dryness. Central and northwest part of that state hurting pretty badly for some moisture. There's some areas in southeastern South Dakota and northeast Nebraska and southwest Minnesota that are all part of that same party there. And also the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin area is another little pocket of dryness that exists. A lot of this isn't so critical. I talked to a gentleman in Iowa a couple of hours ago, and he was telling me that their clayish soil that he has there has really helped them out a lot, plus the fact that it hasn't been excessively hot over any long period of time. And he felt like the crop still could get back what it's lost so far if they could just get a good rain here in the next week or two. Well, the answer to that is that the rains are going to be sporadic and light for a while, so, and it is going to heat up. So I'm afraid that some of the relief that he's looking for in Iowa is not necessarily coming anytime real soon. The rest of the Midwest, I think we'll coast along okay, but we are going to need a bigger soaking rain after we go through a period of warmer weather this coming weekend and a week later in the second weekend of the two-week outlook.
There's been a lot of stress in parts of China with rainfall and flooding. I think some of the rainfall has been relieved, but you can give me a better idea.
Yeah, absolutely. The worst is over as far as the frequent bashings of crazy amounts of rain. The Yangtze River Basin, their most important and longest river in the country, has had some very horrendous flooding that's occurred this year. Most of that has resulted from just copious amounts of rain, anywhere from 5 to 8 times normal, and just phenomenal since the 1st of March. But most of that frequent rain is over. The rivers are receding. The dams, there are a lot of concerns about dams over there. They've relieved a couple of the dams because they were fearful of collapse. Of course, that created some problems with flooding downstreams. And there's all kinds of crops and property that have been adversely impacted just from the flooding alone, let alone any dams that have been released or broke. The outlook, though, for that area of flooding is better now. We are moving along away from that excessive rain event, and we are going to see gradual improvement. But the damage has been done. The rain started the 1st of March, and they went right up until the early part of this month. There's no way that they're going to be able to recover any of the crops there. Now, most of the crop damage has been for rice. There's been a lot of groundnuts that have been hurt. A smaller portion of cotton, corn, and soybeans have been impacted, too. We just don't know how big that is. But it's not the main corn and soybean producing areas. So I'm figuring just maybe 10% of the crop maybe negatively impacted. But we're going to watch that pretty closely. And on that same subject matter of flooding, in case you have any interest in Korea, their rice crop is going to be inundated by its own flood problem over the next week with anywhere from 10 to 25 inches of rain coming up. I say anywhere from, actually, it's going to range like that. We expect to see the border area of North and South Korea to end up with 10 to 20 inches of rain very easily.
Good input, because when China bought corn, they also bought rice. So just offhand, always good to keep track of which commodities are where and how they're doing and how they're being moved across the planet. Speaking of which, South America will begin their growing season in a month and a half or so.
Absolutely. And it still looks like the Brazil crops there are going to be getting off to a good start. It's been a little bit dry in southern parts of Brazil here recently. Some of the wheat crop has experienced a little bit of a deteriorating trend with a drying bias here in the last week to 10 days or so. But that's going to turn around, go the other way. We're going to see some rain come up next week. It's going to moisten up the topsoil. It is time to start planting the early corn crop in southern Brazil. So the rain next week is going to be extremely well-timed, and they should see great success in getting that crop in the ground. On the other side of the fence, in Argentina, of course, the dryness issue is still a huge one for their wheat crop. There's still a lot of dryness in the western portion of the country, anywhere from 20 to 23% of the crop. Is in that dry region, and it doesn't look like it's going to rain there for a couple of weeks. And there's even some folks now starting to talk a little bit about the corn planting prospects for Argentina, even though that's still a few weeks down the road. But there's a lot of chatter out there that maybe if we start evolving into a La Nina, the drought will get a lot worse rather than better, and so that might have an impact on early corn plantings there too. I'm not ready to buy into that, but we just need something else to try to excite the market, and that's what they're trying to do with it down there.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.